Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. It's our favorite time of the week. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you, too. By the way, I'm still waiting for our pies.
Yeah, me too. Well, last week you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear that up for us?
Yes, I said start with the phrase great circle. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell two words that each might precede the word heat in an apartment listing. What are they?
Well, if you change one of the R's to an S, you can rearrange those letters to spell gas and electric.
That's indeed correct. Two types of heat you might have in your apartment. All right, Ian. Held at the Cleveland Arena on March 21st, 1952, the Moondog Coronation Ball is generally accepted as the first major rock and roll concert. It was organized by radio DJ Alan Freed, the man who coined the term rock and roll. To commemorate that historic event, I've brought questions about famous concerts.
Okay.
First up, as part of an effort to encourage the members of the G8 to focus efforts on reducing poverty, Bob Geldof organized Live 8, a series of eight concerts held in eight cities around the world in July of 2005. This was the 20th anniversary of what other similarly named event organized by Geldof?
That was Live Aid.
It was indeed, and it was held in London and Philadelphia. Generally credited as the largest concert ever played in Central Park, the New York Philharmonic attracted some 800,000 fans on July 5th, 1986, to celebrate the rededication of what landmark? July 5th is a hint, as is the fact that 1986 is 100 years after 1886, which is when we got this landmark from somebody else.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say the Statue of Liberty.
You would say correct. That is right. The day after playing a traditional acoustic set, Bob Dylan returned to the stage at a folk festival on July 25th, 1965, with a five-piece backing band and an electric guitar, and was booed off the stage by the audience. At what Rhode Island festival did this take place?
That was at Newport.
It is at the Newport Folk Festival, and after that, he didn't play the Newport Folk Festival for another 37 years. Playing his set on the morning of August 18th, 1969, Jimi Hendrix was the last performer at Woodstock. Organizer Michael Lang, however, originally wanted what country and Western singer to close the festival by playing his song Happy Trails?
Was it Gene Autry?
Nope.
Was it Will Rogers?
Nope. Close. Half that answer's right.
Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers is correct, Ian. And finally, in December of 2013, what performer announced he would play a concert at New York City's Madison Square Garden every month, quote, as long as there is demand, and ended the main set of the first of those concerts with the song Piano Man?
Billy Joel.
That is correct. Billy Joel. Well, Ian went 4 for 5. He's got a little bit of country and Western music to listen to. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go backstage to wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit, another look at the show, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the word orchestra. Rearrange the letters to spell the name of an animal and something you might see behind that animal. What is the animal and what is the thing?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, The Washington Post, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
Happy trails to you, Ian.
Indeed.